Nolte, Joe Biden Seth Meyers appearance bombs with young viewers. By John Nolte on March 1, 2024. His fraudulency. Joe Biden's Monday night appearance with bootlicking sycophant Seth Meyers bombed with younger viewers. Nielsen Media Research, by way of the Washington Examiner, reports that Biden's appearance brought in an average of 852,000 viewers and just 181,000 in the 25 to 54 age demographic. The figure is 32% less than the same day the year prior. What's especially revealing is that Biden delivered a 32% drop in 25-54-year-olds for Late Night with sycophant Seth Meyers. But the show's already declining demo viewership for the year is down some 10% year-to-date. So Meyers is dealing with a 10% drop in younger viewers compared to 2023. But when Biden showed up, younger viewers dropped 32%. That is hilarious. Especially with Biden already struggling with drawing a clock young voters. For comparison's sake, over at Fox News, Greg Gutfeld's Late Night Show. Gutfeld attracted 2.131 million viewers and 291,000 viewers in the 25 to 54 age demographic at 10 p.m. ET. Hell, at 11 p.m. on Fox News, Trace Gallagher's show still beat Seth Meyers with 1.159 million viewers, including 204,000 in the 25 to 54 demo. I should add that neither Greg Gutfeld nor Trace Gallagher had a president or former president as a special guest. They hosted normal shows, and still more young people tuned in. It's pretty obvious that the White House is reaching out to guys like Seth Meyers to avoid questions from a White House press corps that is already sympathetic towards Biden. That's just how bad of a shape Hunter's dad is in. Biden's handlers know Seth Meyers is a good dog who will carry Biden through a 15-minute appearance. Even so, Biden did not do well at all. Biden sat down with comedian Seth Meyers in what the White House apparently hoped would be an easygoing interview, with an emphasis on easy. That low bar proved too difficult for the 81-year-old Biden to clear, as he appeared disoriented at times and struggled to complete many of his thoughts. When Meyers asked, "What's your 2024 agenda?" Biden forgot what year it was. "Look, the 2020 agenda is to finish the job," Biden replied. Obviously, Meyers didn't correct him because Meyers is a good dog. The problem for the White House, the corporate media, and good dogs like Seth Meyers is this: Biden is too far gone. The only way to hide Biden's obvious mental impairment and physical frailty from the public is to hide Biden. He can't even handle 15 minutes with a good dog. Every time Biden makes an appearance, you can see how far gone he is. Biden should be in memory care eating oatmeal and watching Murder, She Wrote. Related, did he get into the bear? Biden incoherently rambles, wanders over to cask during brewery speech. In a sane country, what's happening to Joe Biden would be considered elder abuse. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. Borrowed Time soothes my aching heart in many ways. It made me think about the things that really matter in life and the things that don't. It made me think about true love, about finding one person to spend your life with, something that has always eluded me. And it made me think about death, about why we need to believe there is a hereafter because, without it, life becomes unbearable. Sasha Stone, Free Thinking Through the Fourth Turning. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.